Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and let me bring in our awesome, awesome co-host, Cassandra McKissack. Good morning, yep. Cassandra.
Good morning. It is a great day. I am looking forward to having an awesome, awesome interview today.
Well, so am I, and you know, we just welcome each and every one of you to the broadcast this morning. Another day for you to power up your possibilities. I'm so excited. The entrepreneurs out there that are listening, you know, I hope you have a successful business day. I hope you grow some new clients, new customers, you know, expand your market, your territory. Oh, boy. And you know what? At the end of the day, I hope you really, really love what you do.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, we have an awesome guest. And don't forget, continue to send us those hashtags, hashtag powering your possibilities. Don't forget, we have several pages now on Facebook where you can leave a comment. Tell us how you're powering up your possibilities, and make sure if you didn't get your free gift yet, make sure you let one of us know. You can follow Cassandra McKissack on Facebook, as many of you are doing, but we know we have some new people coming on. We're going to have time for questions at the end of the show, so please get your questions ready. And I'm going to, Cassandra, do you want to tell the audience a little bit about our special, special, special guest, which we are so excited. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I go right ahead.
Well, I am so excited to be introducing to you all today. We have with us Pastor Jeanette Green, and she is hailing to us from Memphis, Tennessee. And she is an awesome woman of God. She's got a lot going on. And I'm going to get started by saying hello and welcome to you, Pastor Green. How are you doing today? Did you remember to press 1 so you can talk? I know sometimes the guests forget to press the 1. I hope you can hear me okay, Pastor Green. How are you? We might be having a little bit of technical difficulty. I don't know what's going on.
Well, no, her phone line is listed, but her phone is lit up, but we'll just read her bio before we bring her all the way in. And if you don't have her bio there, I have it right here. So,
please read it.
Okay, great. Okay, great. Let me just get that back. Pastor Green, she is pastor of the Greater Rhema International Ministries, the Memphis campus. She's the founder of New Image Evangelistic Ministries since 2004. It's a ministry that's focused on the education and the empowerment of women in ministry and those called to be kingdom entrepreneurs. Currently, she's the host of a daily prayer call at the Empowerment Prayer Connection. For ministry leaders and entrepreneurs, it happens at 7:15 Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And it's been happening since 2012. And so pretty much she will be doing that as soon as she gets off the air with us. She'll be jumping on to her call. She started learning online marketing in 2009, and I dare say she's a guru. I went on her website, y'all, and I said, wow, incredible, incredible, incredible. But she started learning online marketing in 2009 and recently packaged those skills into what is now called Living Prosperous Marketing, where she uses a blogging platform to teach and connect people with tools and other specialized training to start a business online to get more exposure to the online businesses they may currently have or to bring them from offline to online space. She says her passion and focus is to first build people from the inside. She teaches the importance of a positive self-image, mind transformation, and ultimately what the Bible teaches about wealth and prosperity. You can visit her on the web at www.livingprosperousmarketing.com. You can find her on Facebook. Her Facebook page is Janet S. Green's Marketing Tools and Training. She currently resides in Memphis, Tennessee. So you see, I needed to read that bio because this pastor has it going on, y'all. And I love this kingdom entrepreneur girl. You're speaking my language. So let me hurry up and get you on the line. Everybody, go tell your entrepreneurial friends, your pastors that's been trying to sell, that's been trying to do businesses and bring in other streams of income for their congregation, for the church, because they are going to learn today. Pastor Green, Pastor Janet, God bless you, and welcome to the show today. You're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
All right. Thank you. I'm glad to be here this morning. Appreciate the invitation.
Yes. Listen, we are honored. We are fully fledged honored to have you, the marketing pastor. Wow. You're this powerful website that you have, and that you're teaching people about marketing and how they can, this living, prosperous marketing. Wow, and we know that straight from the scriptures. We know that the scriptures teaches us that we should be prosperous and be in good health. We know in the book of Psalms, it talks about everything our hand touches, that it should prosper if we walk right before him and do what he says. And here you are, and you're not just talk. You really have stuff going on, because I went to your website, and let me tell you, in 20 minutes, I had come away with all sorts of new ideas. So tell us how you, tell us about your journey. And then I know Evangelist Cassandra also, Coach Cassandra has, comments and questions for you too, and we'll have time at the very end for our audience. But I know you also do a prayer call, and so let me know what time you have to jump off of here so we don't, hold you up. But take it away. Tell us about this journey. Your church, wow, I'm just in awe and so happy that you could join us.
Well, I am truly excited to be here today, and My journey actually began, I have a two-part history. And my entrepreneurial drive started as early as age 10. And I've always had a passion to own my business. I was that child, that kid that had the lemonade stand. And then I moved from there to a lawn care business. Of course, then I didn't call it lawn care. I was just cutting people's yards. And so I've always had this drive to be an entrepreneur. But, you know, I put it aside to go to college, and I taught school for 20 years. And but during the course of that journey, I still had a passion to own my own business. And so finally, just cutting through everything, I tried a lot of different things, really. And I failed at a whole lot of things. But I couldn't shake it. And so I left the career of teaching in 1998, I left my career of teaching. And I just kind of went on this journey. First of all, I went into full-time ministry in 1998. And I finally moved back to Southeast Missouri, where I was born and raised, and got involved with the ministry there where my brother had started. It was called Rhema Word International Ministries in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And that passion just kept burning and kept burning and burning. So at some point, when something keeps burning inside, you just have to just say, well, this must be where God wants me to be. And so I just started running with that and going online. I was doing business offline at the time, and then I decided to take a look online in 2009, and something amazing happened to me in 2011 is when I really started getting the training and learning these skills to market online. And so that's where I am today. And the power that what I really use, as you read there on the little bio, is a blogging platform. And I teach. It's really a focus on training and developing people to do business. The majority of people out here, most of us have worked jobs. And so when we're trying to develop ourselves as entrepreneurs, it takes a mindset shift because we've all been employees. And you can't be an entrepreneur with an employee mindset. And so that's why my initial focus with the people that I come across is to develop that mind of an entrepreneur. And if we get that now, and you and Cassandra understand that everything begins in the mind. And once we can make that shift in the mind about business and even about prosperity, then things are open up to us, and things literally start coming to us because we start expecting them to show up. And so that's short journey to my online space and my business online. Now, what's really powerful about the blogging platform that I use is great for pastors. My first passion is ministry leaders, okay, because I have served in the capacity where I just gave my time and I didn't have adequate income. And I literally for 5-6 years just gave my time, my ministry, and, you know, in addition to that, I was doing some evangelistic kinds of things at the time. But I didn't really have a lot of income, my heart was to serve the ministry. And so, I made the sacrifice. But after coming through that, I realized there are a lot of people like me that want to serve in their ministries. They would rather not do 40 hours on the job. They would rather give that time to the church. And sometimes churches are not in a position to give you a good salary. that can sustain you, you know, as a as the number one or main household salary or income. So that's why my passion was directed toward ministry leaders, because I figured that there are a lot of people out there like me that would love to serve, but they yet. Truth is, we all need money to live on. We all have something to take care of. So that's the beauty of what I do. Ministry leaders can use it. Pastors can lead it. You know, we can use that platform to connect with their parishioners. You know, people that don't come to church on Sunday. It's a good place. It's a good place to share your sermon. You can put up audio. You can put up video. You can put up basically anything that you want on that platform. And so that's my portal that I use to develop those people that are interested in being entrepreneurs. So that's my short journey there.
Well, that's exciting. I thank you for sharing that with us. Now, I know you have a passion for people, and you want to make sure that people are cared for and taken care of. And I understand you're doing something to help a cancer patient. How did that come about?
Well, that came about because of the prayer call that I do Monday through Friday. And Yvette DeVere is a prayer partner's name, and she got on the line, and we learned that she had cancer, and she's actually been on the line she's been on our call now for some time, maybe almost a year. She's been on the call, and she has an amazing journey, and she started sharing it with us how she has actually been she's had the threat of cancer in her life since 2003, and there's something called MGUS, and that's where you have a protein in your blood that you know, you have to keep periodically checking on it, because it's known to turn into something else or turn into some type of cancer in the blood. And so she's been living with that threat since 2003, and then actually in 2009 she got diagnosed with breast cancer. And now that journey has led her to another type of cancer called multiple myeloma cancer, and where there's an attack in the bone marrow. And so when she told us about that, and what she was going to do, her journey, her process to have the stem cell transplant / bone marrow transplant, I wanted us as a prayer group to get involved with her journey. And she's sharing a journey actually online. And so that's how I got involved with it. And I just felt like, first of all, Cassandra, my mother died with cancer.
Wow.
I had a younger brother who died at 21 with cancer. And so part of my ministry, the women's ministry that I do each year, we always do a cancer awareness piece in the conference because cancer, you know, it has become a killer. Lots of people die from cancer. And unfortunately, they don't have cures, really. For cancer, if you catch cancer early, then they are able to stop cancer in its tracks. But a lot of cancers, they're not able to stop because they really, you know, the society, the medical association, is just limited to just a few options to fight cancer. So I, because of those kinds of issues in my own life, every time I hear about something like this, of course, it just piques my interest, and I get involved. I really am out to help people find some answers to this. And I'm a natural kind of person. I believe that God has an answer for everything. I believe
Yes.
the Word of God has an answer for if the doctors don't have a cure, God does. He's the healer.
Yes.
And,
yes.
So, you know, I just believe that there is an answer out here. Our lifestyles, our eating habits, and things like that. Yeah, you know, the doctors teach us that some of us are predisposed to certain kinds of things in our lives, but I don't I can't accept that when I know what the Word of God says.
All
so,
right.
Anyway, that's how I got involved with Yvette and her journey, and that's part of the reason why I'm here today.
Wow, that is awesome. Listen, before we get off, I'm going to have you say it now, and we'll have you say it again. How can folks get a hold of you?
Actually, you can go to my website and see what I'm doing at www.livingprosperousmarketing.com.
Yeah, she's doing a lot, y'all, that website. I went to that website and OMG, you are doing, you got some great stuff there, Pastor Janet. And I said, wow, wowee. And then I went back on Facebook. I looked at, you know, one of the posts that we had placed on the All About Entrepreneurs page. And I'm telling you, y'all, we had over 300 hits. And that was without, that's, now, you know, for those pages, that's a lot without an advertising. We didn't I didn't pay for just putting your name. You are the advertisement. So,
praise God.
I didn't have to put any, I looked at that page and I said, wow, there's a 300 I thought I was seeing things because there's a multitude of, that's the page where we have 126 likes on the page, over 54 friends. And we've been getting a lot of juice on the page, I have to admit, since Cassandra's been on that page, and she's a go-getter. And let me tell you, we've been getting, you know, posts. I mean, we have all the posts.
Yes, I give God all the glory. Yes.
I've given props where they're due. Let me tell you, I put that flyer up there, Pastor Janet, that thing, 304 people. That post has some reach, girl. You got to do faster. You make me want to come to the girl to check you out, Pastor Janet. And then I went to your site. Now you're saying that's your brother with the website.
Well, did you go to greaterrhema.org?
I went to, I don't know. I put your name in Google. Let me tell you, stuff start coming up. Listen, y'all.
Wow.
Again, Cassandra, I tell you, girl, you know some awesome people. Listen, and so I know we want to take some questions before. I know, Pastor, you have to go get ready for your call, and I know Cassandra might have another question, but Cassandra is one who very much loves for our audience to participate. So, audience, here's your time to talk to a woman. She's a marketer. She helps entrepreneurs. She helps people in ministry. She helps people who want to start businesses, people who want to grow businesses. She's been a teacher for 20-something years. She teaches. Oh, my God. I'm like, I want to say, what do you don't? Do you sing, too?
Yes, I do.
Yes, she does. Yes,
oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
Yes. Yes, she has a beautiful voice.
Oh, my God. Preaches. She sings. Do you travel around the country and the world preaching at different you might have told us that.
I did do the work of an evangelist for years, and I have done quite a bit of traveling in and out of the country, and and I've been a musician for years.
One of those guests we got to have for part 3 and 4, just so you know. Just so you know, there's no way you can get a guest like you on in like 20 minutes. But I just want to see if our guests, and I'll let you finish talking, but if our guests have any questions, just hit your number one key, open your phone line, and you can ask this awesome, powerful woman of God and any questions, because she has certainly shared and she has a lot of information on how you can market your business. Like she said, take your business from offline to online. Wow. That I can't wait to get to my class tonight. You guys feed me. I teach at the local community colleges here, and, man, you guys feed me with so much good stuff. I'd be wanting to put that textbook down. I'm like, y'all, here's the real deal. You know? Well, I can't wait to hit them business students tonight with some online. I'm going to be sending them right to your site, Pastor. I got students who are in business class who want to start businesses, and I got other students. But, yes, so if there's no questions from the audience, I'll let you ask your question, Coach Cassandra.
Yes, yes. Back to Pastor Janet. Want to make sure we get your prayer call number. Someone out there may want to call in for prayer. She does probably about a 10-minute or so motivational, inspirational, get you going in the morning, little talk with the prayer line before she prays. So when you come to her prayer line, she gives you some practical, inspirational, entrepreneurial type talk to encourage you to be successful in business. So we definitely want you to give that prayer call number, because there might be someone else out there that needs prayer. And that prayer line is Monday through Friday, every morning. If you're in the central time zone, it would be 7:15 a.m. Eastern time. That's going to be 8:15 a.m. And so I want you to tell us the prayer line number slowly so people can hopefully get their pens and papers. And tell us about this conference you have coming up.
The prayer line is 218-862-7200. And the pen number is 703-453. Okay, let me say it one more time. 218-862-7200, and the PIN is 703-453. And we would love to have you to connect with us. Most of the people on the line I've never met face-to-face. But they connect through, you know, they see it on Facebook, and they've connected with us, and the Lord blesses us, and so we would love to have you. Now, Cassandra, the one thing I want people to get on the line too is the website for Yvette's Journey.
Yes.
And that website is YV as in Victor. IES Journey, YV's Journey, JOURNEY.com. That's YVIESJOURNEY.com. And when you go to Yvette's page, she shares her story, and there's also a place there where you can help. There's a donation page there you can buy. Yvette has bears that you can purchase for a $20 donation, and it's all going to help her as she goes through the process. She has to have some special housing and that kind of thing, and so I wanted to get on the air to make sure that people get that information and have an opportunity to sow into her life. She has a young son. And I understand she has some great family support, but you know how that is when we go through things like this. Finances are very, very important. So I want to encourage people to go there and donate. Look at her calendar. She shares a complete journey. She's going to have up a gallery where she's doing video and pictures so you can keep up with the process as she's going through that.
That's awesome. Is Yvette on the line? Yvette, we'd love you to say hello if you're on the line. We're going to see if she comes through. But, Pastor, what inspirational words would you have for folks today? Maybe you can even say just a very short prayer, you know, for about 10, 20 seconds. But we'd like you to also inspire our listeners. I don't think we're ready for a caller yet. Are we, Coach LaLisa? Are we ready for a caller yet?
No, we don't have a caller. I know sometimes people are driving. Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. this is your time to come ask your why. You can just hit your number one key, and we will open up your phone line. And thank you so much for, again, listening in. I'm going to let Pastor Janet Green and Sandra continue, and I'll come back to you.
Okay. Let us know when you're ready. So, Pastor Green, if you want to give us a short inspirational, you know, a minute or two, because with Blog Talk Radio, when we get till a quarter of it, just cuts us off. So we want you to know that in advance. But, yeah, if you could take a few minutes to say something inspirational to our audience, something you want them to know for today, and close it out with a, you know, 30-second prayer or so.
Okay. You know what? The one thing that I want to leave on the call is this.
Yes.
And that is this. I want people to understand that it is the will of God that we prosper and be in health. I want people, as Christian people, I want you all to understand this, that we don't have to make excuses for prospering. We don't have to make excuses for having wealth. God has given us the power to get wealth, and we should embrace that truth and come into alignment with that and come into partnership with Jehovah Kael, who is the God of wealth. We've known him as a healer, we've known him as Savior, and we've missed him as the God of wealth. And consequently, we have struggled most of our lives. And being in the image of God, that is one of the reflections that God wants us to share with the earth, so that people can come running and seeing how wonderful this God is that we serve. And so that is the one thing we, as pastors, as Christians, we sometimes shy away from those kinds of things. And I know I had that battle myself, wondering what people would say. Well, I'm not worried about what people will say. I want to know what God will say. I want to know that I am pleasing in his sight. And one scripture teaches us this, that he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And I always say, if he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, what about his sons? It gives him great pleasure for us to prosper. And so embrace that truth and let that be a blessing to your life. Don't make any more excuses. Just be who God called you to be in the earth.
Now,
and with that, let me powerful.
Go ahead. That was so powerful because you just wrapped up so nicely that powerful part of the scripture and part of what God is all in one. Oh my God. Woo. I feel like getting up and shouting, running around this little office. What? Oh my God. You know what, Pastor? I tell you, I just so believe that nothing just happens and that we are all on our way and things are already set up, because I was so feeling that. Oh my God. One of my favorite scriptures is Deuteronomy 8:18. He gives you a power to get wealth. And then I even had that as part of the song going into my radio show I used to do, where it sings, it's a song, I can't think of it right now, but because the tune won't come to me, but because I'm so nervous right now, because I'm so excited about you and knowing you and meeting you, and I love you, Cassandra, so much. You're bringing these awesome women into my life, men and women, but... Oh, my God, I'm just like, I'm in awe because, you know, and that scripture that you recited earlier, that, you know, he would that we would prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. And then I think about one of my favorites from the book of First Psalm, where he said if we'd walk upright before him, and that is prosper. So I know God wants us to prosper, and I love how he people like you in our midst to remind us, because sometimes, you know, the world has made prosperity for the church such a bad thing. And, you know, yes, it has. And oftentimes, you know, Dr. Creflo Dollar has gotten beat up, you know, and the poor man, that's his name after all, you know, and he's said, listen, this is my name, you know. And he went on and talked about it. But, you know, and I just love how God sent you, and I'm just at awe, and I was doing work in this area anyway, but kind of afraid to really step out boldly with it because, again, you know, there are people in and out of the church that make you feel like, you know, why are you talking about that? And so I just want you to know, woman of God, that God has sent you here on the All About Entrepreneurs radio show and to give us this message to let the people take the blinders off of the people. People, that is a part of God's character. So anyway, go ahead. You can say it better than me, but I just wanted to let you know.
That's right, Coach Lalisa. It's so exciting. I really wanted the woman of God to, for about 30 seconds, say a prayer, especially for folks out there that are ill and sick, and just bless our radio broadcast, that God will continue to allow us to, you know, bring on the people that need to be on the show and, therefore, and so on. So go ahead, Pastor Green.
Okay. Father, we give you praise and glory and honor for who you are this morning. And we thank you, Father, for this Blog Talk Radio, for Coach Lalisa and for Coach Cassandra. And Father, we thank you for those that are listening. And we're praying, Father, for anyone that may be touching the call right now that is sick in their body in any shape, form, or fashion. We know that you are the healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, and there is no condition that you cannot heal. As a matter of fact, you healed every condition already. It was already done. It's already done at the cross. It's taken care of right now. I pray, God, that you would jumpstart our faith and help us to wrap it around the truth of what has already happened in our lives. I give you praise right now. We curse the root of every disease. We speak to every body, every system, every organ. We speak to it now in the name of Jesus, and we bring it under subjection to the authority and the word of God and the blood of Jesus. Right now we decree and declare healing and wholeness from the tops of their heads to the soles of their feet, and we bless you in advance for now in Jesus' name. And we say thank God for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Well, thank you. We want you to keep this prayer, All About Entrepreneurs, on your prayer line, of course. And again, just in case folks didn't hear that, get it out of pencil, pen. The phone number to Pastor Green's prayer line is 218-862-7200. And then it's going to ask you to put in a passcode. That code is 703453. Again, that prayer line is 218-862-7200, and that code is 703453. And that prayer line is happening Monday through Friday. It's going to get ready to come on if you are in the Central Time Zone. It will start at 7:15. If you're in Eastern Standard Time, it's going to start at 8:15, and it goes for about 45 minutes to an hour, but you just stay on as long as you can, you know. And she does take prayer requests. Where would you like them to send those prayer requests to if they don't have time to say it over the phone line? Can they send it to your inbox on Facebook? Where would you like that to go,
yes,
Pastor Green?
That's a perfect place to send it to me. Inbox me on Facebook. My profile page is Janet S. Green. And you can friend me on Facebook, and I'll take any prayer requests that you want to leave. We just believe in the power of prayer. And so, yes, do that.
Awesome. Well, we want folks to remember to go to hashtag Power Your Possibilities, because we believe in the power of your possibilities. That's in the power of the potential that God has put down on the inside of you. So if you don't get to go to a Pastor Green's page, you don't remember Janet S. Green, we know that our followers have been going to hashtag Power Your Possibilities. You can send questions there. We're also still offering the free ebook. So you folks that are listening today, we've got a fantastic ebook that Coach LaLisa has put out there for the folks, and we want you guys to friend us. You can friend me on Facebook at Cassandra McKissack, or you can go to Coach LaLisa Williams, or you can just leave us a message on Power Your Possibilities, hashtag Power Your Possibilities, and make sure you like us, and we'd love you to start listening to the broadcast. And, of course, we're always looking for someone out there to speak for future broadcasts. Let us know. We'd love to keep in contact with you. We want to hear from you because, listen, we're taking this message all across America. And I'm telling you, we would love to come to Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to be in Cleveland. We're going to do this in New Jersey. I'm telling you, we've got quite some things planned for everyone because we've got a message of hope. We've got a message that you can make it. You can do it. Listen, that dream, that desire that's down on the inside of you, it's there for purpose. God put it there for a reason. And just like Pastor Janet was saying, she couldn't get away from her call. That's the same way I feel about what I do, my ministry as an evangelist. And Coach Louise is also a prophetess. So, you know, God has those callings on your life. And then the same thing with the radio and in the marketplace, you know, having opportunities, we're available to come to your town as a keynote speaker. We can come together separately. We do seminars. And check us out. Coach LaLisa, she's got quite a few things to offer folks to assist them with being successful and prosperous. And she is quite a dynamo. And so we are so glad for Coach LaLisa. Keep us in your prayers. We love prayer. We love talking about Jesus. And also we love telling you how you can make your dream a reality. That dream doesn't have to stay a dream. We can put some feet, some legs to that dream to make it a reality, okay? God has something he wants you to contribute in the earth. We don't want you to die with all those dreams and visions on the inside of you. Listen, you got something to say. You're going to rise up and be all that God is calling you to be. We declare that it is so. Amen. And we believe that thing. So, I'm getting excited now.
I know we could go on and on, but I love your page on Facebook, and I love the quote. It says, living the mobile money lifestyle. Wow, free yourself. I love it. We talk about that all the time, Pastor. I know people want to act like, okay, maybe God doesn't want me to have his money. I said, well, you better not go in the grocery store talking like that. You better not try to go on none of these car lots talking about God said give me that car. You better come in them. You better come in there with some credit. You better come in there with some money. You going to these? You go talking about you want to put your child in college? Talking about well, God said y'all gonna pay for my tuition. No, no. See, people need to know that God said that He give power to get wealth. So power means your hands and your mind and. So I know you could go on and on with that too, but, you know, yeah, go ahead.
So absolutely, I love it, and I want to use it, and I'm going to keep using it. Listen, this one thought here. Money answers all purposes, okay?
So all right
if
now.
If you don't have money, you don't have answers. The more you have, the more problems you solve, the more money
you
have.
No, don't even. Hold it right there. You need to hold it right there. I have never heard that. So listen, you got to say that one more time. Go ahead.
Money, the Bible teaches, money answers all purposes. If you have money, you don't have answers. If you don't answer and meet answers, if you don't meet needs and solve problems, you don't make money. So the more problems you solve, the more money you make.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Now, I know I just asked you to say that one time, but you know what? I ain't going to be able to get you to say it again because we only got a minute left, and we can go back and listen to it in the archives. So this is it'll be in the archives as soon as we hang up, and I'll post the link on your site, Pastor, and on your site, of course.
Awesome.
And I'll post it on our pages. But I'm sorry, but listen, lady, I don't know what God is saying to you, but he's telling me that I better close by you. So I hope he's telling you the same thing, Pastor.
Yes,
I got a good friend in Memphis. I've been to see her already, Kiva Renee. She also has a radio show. If you haven't been on her show, I'm sure she's going to have you on her show. She is in Memphis. She's from up here, but she's been living there for several years.